If you are enjoying learning this Chopin piece, you might also enjoy Butterfly Etude, Etude in E Major, and Minute Waltz that we also have in the Piano by Ear Library by Chopin. Here is a sample of the Butterfly Etude. And here is a sample of Etude in E Major. And here is a sample of the always famous Minute Waltz. Okay, let's get back to our lesson of the month.
Now here's the third measure of our song. We ended the second measure with C, E flat, A flat, and C in the right hand, and two A flats in the left hand. To get to the next chord from there, which is the first chord of the third measure, right hand will have to move up to the right to give me a D with the thumb, F natural with the second finger, then B right below middle C with the fourth finger, and then D above middle C with the fifth finger. That's another handful, isn't it? If you have to give up a note, you can give up the D on the bottom and just give me F, B, and D. But if you can get the D, once again, it would sound nice. Left hand has a pretty easy trip to make. Just go to the left one note so that you have a G natural. That hits together. The next chord, the right hand will play a C7 chord. Now to do this, the first finger of the right hand moves up to an E natural, the second finger goes to a G natural, third finger will give me B flat, my fourth finger will give me the C, middle C, and fifth finger reaches up to an E. Another wild stretch here. If you had to give up a note, you can give up the bottom one so that we would have G, B flat, C, and E. Left hand is going to move down to the C below the G's you just played. So we're at the very bottom of the piano, like that. From here, right hand's going to have to make a jump. And right hand's moving up to this chord here, which is A flat below middle C with the thumb, middle C with the second finger, the G above that with the fifth finger. Left hand's making a bit of a jump too, up to an F. It just hit two low C's. It's going to move up four notes to two F's. This all hits together, and then right hand will play with the fourth finger, the F above middle C by itself. And then the last chord of this measure is this. That's right hand playing the G below middle C with the first finger, middle C with the second finger, then E flat with the third or fourth finger. Left hand has moved up to two C's, the one that's below middle C with the thumb, and the C below that with the fifth finger. Now, while we're here on this chord, let me go ahead and mention that there are two schools of thought on this chord. Some people play it with the E flat Some play it with the E natural in the right hand. In the original manuscript by Chopin, it has an E natural. But in some of the other later manuscripts where he has handwritten notes to his students, it's an E flat. Either one sounds great with me, and there's a good argument for either one as far as form, to put the major or the minor chord there. That's pretty much up to you. You can play it with an E natural or E flat because the jury is still out on that particular note. Now let's move on to the fourth measure. Here's the fourth measure of Prelude in C minor. We ended up measure three with G, C, and E flat in the right hand, and two C's in the left hand. To get to the first chord of measure four, the right hand thumb is going to move to the left to give us the F sharp. The second finger is going to give us middle C, and the third finger is going to give us the D above that. It's quite a bit of a stretch there for the thumb, and it feels like you have a lot of fingers left over, but we need those two fingers left over for the next chord coming up. Left hand is going to move up one note so that it has two D's, one under the fifth finger, one under the first, and it's going to pick up the A in the middle as well. That hits together. Then for the next chord, right hand's going to give us G, B, D, and G. So the thumb is going to move off the F sharp to the G. Second finger's going to go to the left for the B. Third finger's already on the D. Fifth finger gives us a G above middle C. Left hand's going to have to move down to give us two G's. Those hit together. And then the next chord is this. A little bit of a jump involved here. The right hand first finger is on middle C, the second finger's on the D above that, third finger's on the F sharp above that, and the fifth finger is stretching up to the B above that. If that's too much to reach for, what you can do is let the thumb get the C natural, the middle C, and the D above that, third finger get the F sharp, and fifth finger get the B. Whatever works for you will be fine. Left hand's going to move down and give us the two D's at the bottom of the piano. So the thumb is on the D that's not one octave, but two octaves below middle C, and the fifth finger's playing the D below that. That hits together. Then let your fifth finger scoot over to give you the A above middle C in the right hand. And then finally the last chord is that. Right hand's giving us the B below middle C with the thumb, the D above middle C with the second finger, and then the G above that with the fifth or fourth finger. Left hand is moving up to the two G's above the low D's we just hit. And that's the last chord of the fourth measure. Now let me play the fifth measure for you and work you through it in the same way. For the first chord of this measure, the right hand's having to jump up from its last chord, which was BDG, up to an E flat, G, and an E flat. That's the E flat above middle C with our first finger, the G above that with our second finger, and then the E flat above that with our fifth finger. Left hand just played its two G's down there. From there, it's going to move up to two C's. That's the C below middle C, and then the C beneath that. Those hit together. Then the right hand, the second finger has to surrender its G and give us an A flat instead, but keep the E flats on either side. They're the same. Left hand is going to jump up an octave. Had two C's there, it's going to have to move up and give us middle C and the C beneath that, along with the right hand playing the E flat, A flat, and E flat. Then from here, right hand is going to keep the A flat in the middle, but it's going to change the fingers. We're going to need our third finger to get that for us. The E flats are also going to move down to D's. So our first finger will be on a D, and our fifth finger will be on a D, with the A flat in the middle. Left hand is moving to the left one note to give us a B natural. That all hits together. Then the right hand second finger will play the F sharp by itself. Then from here, the right hand is going to keep the D's, and the second finger is going to move to the G, right above the F sharp it just played. And left hand is going to move to the left one note, so that it winds up on a B flat. And all that hits together. Now let's look at measure number six. I'll play it through slowly for you and then work you through it. In In the previous measure, our right hand had the D, G, and the D. Left hand had two B flats. From here, the right hand just moves to the left with the thumb to a C natural, and the fifth finger moves to the C right next to the D it just played. Keep the G in the middle. Left hand moved to the left a half step to give us two A's. The next chord, the right hand thumb will cross and give us both the C natural and the D's. It just lays flat to get both of those. Second finger will give us F sharp. Fifth finger stretches up to give us the D, two above middle C. Left hand moves to the left a half step again to give us two A flats. Like that. From here, the right hand will give us a D, G, B. That's the D above middle C with our thumb. The G above that with our second finger. The B above that with our fourth finger. And left hand moves another half step down to a G. And then right hand give us C. That's middle C with the first finger. And then the A above that with our fifth finger. And then it will move down to B, D, G, right around middle C. And left hand is going to move down a whole step this time to two F naturals. Now practice putting that on with the rest of the measures we have up to this point, then come back to the tape and we'll work on the next measure.